Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to be joined in studio by Bob Dacey for the balance of the radio show to talk about what's happening with the economy, the global banking system, the private Federal Reserve. Know your enemy, know who is behind this. Continued open phones today. Is anyone shocked by Barack Obama having police and prosecutors threaten to arrest people that criticize Barack Obama? We're talking about the economic hijinks that are going on, a bunch of other news as well right now. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to AJ in Maine. AJ, you are on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
First of all, I know that money is the root of all evil, and I'm wondering if this whole bailout thing is kind of, you know, taking everyone's eye off the ball. As far as the other issues that are going on right now?
Well, money is not the root of all evil. The love of money.
Well, yes. As far as everyone's scared of, you know, losing their retirements, the stock market crashing, you know, everyone's more concerned about
that. Yeah, they're terrorizing, saying give the private banks government power, total immunity, and let us steal trillions of dollars more from you, because this is the final phase. They're saying, why not steal it all? You know, we're going for it. We're going for a police state. We're going for it all. And so, yes, the elite, to answer your question, are using the people's greed to support this, but it's not working. The people know it's a scam. It's a crisis of confidence, both in the markets and with the government. And so you got 90-something percent against it, but the elite shows its colors and says, you know what? We don't care.
Exactly. But as far as, like, the organization, as far as the real matters, like the 9/11 truth movement and, you know, this Iran-Russia thing and the presidential election, isn't there any way for, like, an organization to come together and get some, like, big lawyers behind them and kind of like what the ACLU does and kind of really push for that?
There's no magic silver bullet, but certainly grand juries state level where these crimes have been committed. In Dallas and Houston and L.A. and New York and D.C., they can be calling for indictments, handing down indictments for all these different criminals. That would slow the system down if we had local justice, but we don't.
Yes. I mean, the only other option is the whole fear of that, like you were talking about, the violence and, you know, the militias and all these, like, secret things that are going on right now and these riots and them declaring martial law. I mean, that's totally out of people like ours' control.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And people always say, well, give us a solution, Alex. I've probably given 20 or 30 in the last 2 hours different things we can do, ideas, but they're all real world. I'm like a carpenter or a farmer. People say, well, give us food. Well, I've got to find the fields. I got to plow them. I got to plant the right crop. I've got to water it. I've got to till it. I got to pull weeds. I've got to bring it to harvest. I've got to have a silo to put it in. I've got to prepare it. We've got to grind it. We've got to bake it. We've got to have cows to milk to make the butter. You know, and people want a loaf of bread, but they're used to the loaf of bread falling out of the sky. It doesn't fall out of the sky. And so there's also...
Why can't we look at the Constitution as the Bible? The Bible, you know, is word. It's not changed. People follow it, you know. The Constitution... Like,
they'd have to know the Constitution in this long process of corruption. Listen, I appreciate your call. The problem here is that we're trying to fix the Titanic after it's hit the iceberg and busted open four or five of its bulkheads. The salt water's pouring in, it's flooded the bulkheads, you're not going to save it. And the elite's already gotten the lifeboats and they've already gone off their own private islands. And they've got SWAT teams on the deck of the ship making sure we continue to polish the silverware. And that's what's going to happen. SWAT teams, all of us going under while the elite laughs. Only by somehow admitting that this has happened and making makeshift rafts or something, here's the analogy, can we try to do that. But the SWAT teams like their devil tats and like the steroids and the shaved heads and acting tough. So they're going to lose everything too. So we can at least, after we're on the bottom of the North Atlantic, know what happened. So when we start over, we know who to blame. We'll be right back.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, taking your phone calls right now. Bob Dacey in studio coming up. Up next here, Keith in Vermont. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, Keith. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. You know, I just wanted to bring up a couple of quick points. You know, I've been listening for quite a while, and I think that a couple of things that people need to do simply is vote, contact your congresspeople, as I have about voting no on this bailout. I've contacted, I live in Vermont currently, but I contacted Barack Obama, which is where I'm registered to vote, and I let all my senators and representatives know to vote no on this, and I think that's something that people need to do. And
by the way, they admit that. They admit that around 5 to 9%, depending on the poll, are for it, 90-plus percent against it. Another testament, this government is rogue, this government is criminal, because they are planning to pass it.
Yeah, and I'm sitting at home today watching as it doesn't pass in the House, as it has not passed, that... you know, watching the stock market just take a tumble, it's like 500 to 600 points down at points. I think this goes to show exactly a lot of the things that you've been talking about. And gold is like the only thing that went up. Gold is like an $18 up. So I think people need to take stock in some of the things, not just that you say, but that other people in the same community say, and people need to listen to Ron.
Well, what have we said here that has come true? I mean, and it's not hard. The globalists say what they're doing. I mean, we got it almost 3 years ago out of Bilderberg. that they were going to stage an economic collapse triggered by the subprime mortgages and blame it on the people.
Right.
And I mean, we didn't just say there'd be a collapse in a few years. We said exactly what would happen because we were getting it from the global rulers.
Right.
And so, again, we have all these declassified Army documents about how they like to stage terror attacks. So, of course, we talk about the government staging terror attacks.
Right. Well,
I mean, we're only going off what they say and what they do.
Right. And it's been proven. I mean, so thank you. And I just, like I said, I've been in my mom's ear constantly because my mom and dad support Obama, even though they're in their 70s, which would make them fit more the McCain.
Well, see, he's a false revolution. The
right.
Global architects, the social engineers, they know that the people are mad. So they give us something on the surface that looks different, a younger, well-spoken black man.
Right. And it seems like it would appease a lot of people. You know, I gave my parents a copy of the Truth Rising, and they just left my house a couple days ago. We'll see what kind of feedback I get from them. But it's doing stuff like that. I've passed it to neighbors. I've passed it to friends. Just trying to say, hey, people need to pay attention. It's not as simple as, I don't even want to say it, it's not as simple as black and white, but it's not. It's not as simple as, is this guy's good and that guy's bad? There's a lot more to it, and there's a lot of cards and smoke and mirrors that they use to
absolutely,
make themselves appear
absolutely.
Great.
I appreciate your call, Keith. Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I went to the debate Friday in Ole Miss, and I tell you, the cops were great. I spoke to several of them. Wearing blue uniforms, laid back. They actually gave me the thumbs up when they saw. I made a sign that says 9/11 was an inside job, and the other side said, Save America, or Paulson, and, they were great. But the thing that I noticed, they did a poll after the debate. I think they said locally there at the event, 36% were pro-Obama, 22 for McCain. I think that leaves about 44 undecided. And I was talking to Chris Matthews, and I said, I think these undecided are the people that are true conservatives that wanted Ron Paul to get in there or somebody other than McCain. I think the Democrats up in the Northeast cross party lines to go vote for McCain to get the weakest candidate possible for the Republicans. And I think that if these 44% of the people get up and go and vote on Election Day, we could possibly have a great turnout for either the Constitutional Party candidate, Chuck Baldwin, or write in for Ron Paul. And he kind of nodded his head. And he also signed my 9/11 was an inside job poster, which I found quite interesting.
Really? So Chris Matthews signed your 9/11 is an inside job poster.
If you watched Hardball, I'm the guy directly behind him on the left with the sign that keeps flipping. One side is 9/11 is an inside job. The other side is Save America, Fire Paulson. He signed the back of my sign. Didn't want to sign the front, but he did sign the back.
Well, Save America, arrest Paulson, but I love your sign. No, I mean, I try to not bash police, though I do it, because the culture's out of control. The orders they're given are unconstitutional. And a lot of police really are awake right now, more than even the general public, because they know what's going on behind the scenes. But I mean, it's time. It's time for everybody to speak up and say no, because the times that are coming, as bad as things are now, this is nothing. I mean, how many police were giving you a thumbs up to your 9/11 inside job poster?
I walked past one pool of maybe 20 or 30, and three or four of them that watched me as I walked by gave me the thumbs up. The others weren't really paying attention to me. I didn't see any Secret Service. I didn't see anybody with a black suit talking into their sleeve, nothing like that. But, of course, I was about 200 yards away. I was in what they call the Grove, about 200 yards away from the theater. But actually, I met some people that just an hour before the event who were not supposed to go in. Got clearance to go in. No background checks. They just went to a metal detector and left their cell phones outside. And one lady, she sat five rows back. Of course, she was an Obama supporter, but, I thought it was pretty nice. It was extremely great. First time I'd been down at Ole Miss, and I think that it was a great school.
What do you think of Obama's supporters?
I met his coordinator from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She was behind everybody passing out brochures, telling him, you know, everybody was dispersing, but she said, wait a minute, they're going to be back 5 minutes, wait right here. And she was coordinating everybody's activity. So if you looked at Hardball and you see people get real excited, you had a guy from Hardball trying to jazz everybody up beforehand, plus she was back there saying, okay, everybody get ready. And so it was choreographed. I would say from the Obama standpoint, none of these were paid people, but they were their supporters, but they were being coached as to what to do.
I understand. But, what do you think about Obama's supporters, police and others, in at least three states threatening to arrest people that badmouth Obama?
Didn't see any of that. Nothing.
No, I'm saying that's been reported now. Do you have a comment on that?
Major tyranny. I think it, any time a government agent gets involved with anything having to do with a campaign like that, it's those people need to be arrested. Those people need to be put in jail because they're violating, I believe, federal and state statutes. And
There are statutes about officials, government, especially police, getting involved and trying to frustrate people's choice in elections. And that's a big no-no. And it's I wonder if these Obama police and prosecutors and sheriff's department people realize that they're opening themselves up for serious felonies. I appreciate your call. There are a bunch of laws against that. Who's up next here? Cody in Florida? Or did we just talk to Cody? Let's go to who's up next, Jason? Okay, Brian in New York. We just talked to Cody. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I was just on CNN, and it looks like the bailout package was defeated.
That's shocking. We had a congressman on at the first thinking it was going to pass.
Well, they're stalling it for some reason. They're, like, not letting it not pass. Like the floor's still open on it?
Well, that's what it looked like during the last break. I was watching C-SPAN. It looked like that it was going against. But that's very interesting.
And I was going to say, I haven't heard anyone say this yet, but that is extremely maxed out on every aspect. And there's a lot of talk now of, like, going to gold. But wouldn't the bankers love to get paid back all that debt in gold?
Well, how are they going to physically, if you've got gold buried under the old hickory tree or silver, how are they going to physically squeeze that out of you? The point
is, I mean, if we made the dollar, like, gold again or...
Well,
so they put the Amero in, and it was based on gold.
Sure. Well, that's not seriously being discussed. They're talking about remonetizing the debt with a new regional currency that will be fiat as well. So there's just not enough gold and silver to make the currency be backed by that. I know some of the economists from the Austrian school have called for that, but that's really not being seriously discussed.
Oh. All right. That's all I really had.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Here is the headline, House votes down bill to bail out financial markets. And so the stock market was already plunging. It's going to plunge even further as the private Federal Reserve involved in insider trading through the plunge protection team. You watch, they are now not going to basically pump money into the market today. And then it will plunge even further and they can say, see, we told you so. House votes against $700 million rescue plan. Washington, House lawmakers voted 205 to 228 Monday against approving the historic $700 million financial rescue plan, a sharp blow to the administration and a bipartisan rallying efforts for leaders in the Congress who warned the country's on the brink of economic collapse unless it's passed. With elections approaching, some lawmakers, both Democrat and Republican, may feel nervous about voting for a plan that will risk so much taxpayer money and can't promise success. But the president has lobbied hard to approve the plan, and U.S. officials also have stressed the dire consequences of action. And there is a bunch of language we've been scanning over the bill about immunity for those involved in the financial structure for their crimes. Critics say the plan does not adequately address problems such as job loss and distressed housing market that underline current economic weakness. U.S. officials have hoped that the plan would ease the credit crunch and restore confidence in markets, even as the markets plunge around the world. Worldwide, they're plunging. Those in favor of the rescue plan may have been trying to treat the most manageable symptom, the frozen credit market, if not the actual disease. A vote in the Senate was expected Wednesday, and the president would have followed with speedy signature. Earlier today, doubt emerged over whether enough representatives would vote in favor of the plan, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appealed to colleagues in the earlier afternoon, stressing representatives will continue to monitor financial issues and pursue additional strategies. She said it's imperative that the measure on the floor receives bipartisan support. So we'll continue breaking down the latest economic developments as they unfold on the other side of this quick break. And all these stories are up on InfoWars.com. right now. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We are live right now. Amazing. House votes down bill to bail out financial markets. Central banks try to keep crisis from spreading. Close to $1 trillion by the Federal Reserve pumped in to the markets last week alone, $940 billion-plus, according to Reuters. And that was just last week alone. The same thing is going on right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, ladies and gentlemen, previously closed at 11,143. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stands, an index of the top 30 stocks, at 10,691.21, a 451.92 drop, or 4.06% plunge. NASDAQ stands at 2,500. Remember back when it was at 5,000? At 1,000, it's dropped 127.36. S&P has dropped from 1,147.76, or a 65.25 change. Overall, a 5.38 change in one day. And it is continuing to drop right now as we speak. We will continue to cover this as it all unfolds and develops. This is amazing. You had the entire Democrat-Republican leadership for the last week and a half fear-mongering. This is an amazing thing that's happened. Fear-mongering, saying there would be a depression. Paulson said that over the weekend again. Secretary of the Treasury, who's behind much of this, the cause of it. This is actually incredibly positive what's happening right now to have wall-to-wall fear-mongering, every major TV news show, almost every radio talk show, the newspaper saying, we need the bailout, we need the bailout, we need the bailout. Oh, it's not perfect, but it's the best thing we've got. Pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And the Congress says no. Now, the Congress did narrowly say no, but still. Also, something positive is happening. Ron Paul is now all over radio and TV, with people saying he was right, he predicted all of this. Same thing's happening for this radio show. Folks are saying we were right. We were. The credibility is just shooting up. So they're able to freeze him out of the presidential run to where he couldn't get that nomination, but now everybody remembers what Ron Paul said in the debates and all over television and in Congress to such an extent that Chuck Norris has written an editorial. Paul would point them out and I would choke them. Chuck Norris is defecting from being a neocon minion now. Been told by folks that know Chuck Norris well, who I know that know him up in Dallas where he lives, that he is a closet patriot. Looks like he's taken the step of recusing himself from the neocons, just like we've seen Bruce Willis do. We told you here with director Rick Linklater that made a movie with him that on the set he gave him a bunch of my videos, and that Bruce said, about a year and a half ago, I'm no longer a neocon. I've woken up to the left-right paradigm. And then people didn't believe it on this show. And then he went in Vanity Fair and talked about government-sponsored terror and how the government killed Kennedy and how he didn't trust Republicans or Democrats now. So Chuck Norris waking up, Bruce Willis. The point is they're canaries in the coal mine. If Chuck Norris were granted one wish, he would walk through Congress with Ron Paul and watch as Paul, the Republican representative from Texas, pointed out the corrupt politicians. One by one, Norris would grab each crooked congressman and choke him unconscious. I keep sticking them in a pile, piling them up to the martial arts star, who at 68 looks as young and bluff as the Walker Texas Ranger. Glory days. The ones that are honest, they stay. This is the black belt patriotism. The roundhouse kick to the point political philosophy Norris explains in the new book of the same title. I actually have that book. It was in here, and somebody got it out of my studio. Point is that even Chuck Norris now waking up, I always knew he was a good guy. It takes so much to wake these people up. See, we were telling you the truth the whole time. Oklahoma City was an inside job. Waco was a massacre. The first World Trade Center attack was government provocateur. 9/11 was an inside job. And so Congress has said no to the bailout. Now they'll probably totally spike the stock market and say, okay, you better pass it. Then they'll try to pass it and then maybe buoy it back up because the private Federal Reserve puts tens of billions a day into the stock market. Insider trading. Totally criminal, but they do it. So we will continue to break that down. Bob Dacey in studio when we get back. I'm going to hit on some other news items that are developing and unfolding. And then we're also going to continue taking your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Y volando, volando, feliz momento entro más, más coqueto. En esta ya en el mundo está lejos del paso de mí. Una música dulce tocada solo para mí. Volaré, oh, cantaré.
The stock market just dropped 35 points plus in the last 5 minutes. So that's not going well on news of the Congress saying they're not going to give the private banks that caused all these problems a free ride. Bob Dacey will be with us for the rest of the broadcast, about an hour and 20 minutes of it. For the next 5 minutes, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson on, not to say, see, I told you so. In fact, for those watching me on PrisonPlanet.tv, they can see me dancing around with the music. I'm making myself be positive. I'm making myself be happy. I'm making myself not be negative here. Because I'm very, very upset about what's happening. This could turn into a road warrior type economic collapse because the fact that we're 90 plus percent urban, no longer agrarian. 7 million people, according to different studies that have been done by universities, 7+ million starved to death during the decade of depression. And this is very predatory, what's being set up. This has been engineered by design. And then they want to, through the crisis they create, create a world dictatorship of the banks. And Henry Kissinger and others called for that last week. There were stories up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net by Steve Watson on that, with their quotes and videos of them saying it. How many years have we said they'll create a world economic crisis based in the U.S., then offer a new global economic order to deal with the last scam they ran, a new Ponzi scheme for the old one now coming to an end? So we're at a very important crossroads, and I thought the House was going to pass the economic bailout of the bankers, the takeover bill, the criminal stick-up bill, but it didn't. And I said last week, if that didn't happen, then they would just plunge the market, because the Federal Reserve's been propping it up for years with our tax money every day, with the plunge protection team, the Committee on Open Markets, that they set up back in the 80s, and that they would, you know, then let it crash, then pump it back up when people finally acquiesced. That is, remains to now be seen. So this is a big defeat for the New World Order right now. Will they now do as they've threatened, yelling fire in a theater, screaming depression, 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 if we didn't give them anonymity, immunity, and by anonymity, that they could secretly do whatever they wanted. Bob Daisy's got all the documents on that. And his big thing is the Federal Reserve. By the way, we carry the three and a half hour documentary, The Money Masters, on one DVD, the definitive film that I think was one of the things woke Bob up. I've been airing that since 1996 when it came out here locally in Austin and on the local cable. But the point is, we have it on DVD now, available at InfoWars.com, and I haven't even plugged that. Yes, you know all about it, listeners, but your neighbor doesn't. Give them the pretty DVD with the cover and say, do you want to be an expert on this? Well, the next three nights, watch an hour of it. And people used to, I don't care about that. The Cowboys are on. They just lost to the Redskins. This is a disaster. Well, maybe now they will care and check it out. And the answer is yes. But I want to bring Ted Anderson up for 5 minutes. Ted, hate to say, gee, we told you so, but we're right again. And gold is exploding in price today. And, folks, it may go up and down the months to come. But bottom line, the dollar is a dead duck. And to 1980 numbers, we're talking close to $3,000 an ounce for inflation. The CPI is cooked, but even according to Cook government numbers, it should be above $3,000. Some are talking about $6,000 an ounce gold. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. The point is, the dollar is a dead duck with the bailouts we've already seen. If they would have done this bailout, which they may still do, guaranteed even faster. But, Ted, give me your take on what's happening right now.
Oh, I sure will. I think it's just a victory for Congress not to do this. That doesn't mean the dollar is going to be saved, but at least we're not handing it over to the banks right now at this time. Wall Street's not getting bailed out. Yes, indeed, there's going to be some very severe consequences on Main Street where you and I are trying to live. The banks not lending money means the money supply is going to shrink. It's going to get very tough. Very tough, a depression style like we had in the 1930s. Of course, there still will be a bailout, just like they said. The U.S. government has FDIC to cover. They have all the welfare programs to cover, the unemployment programs to cover. They're going to be shifting a lot of new money into
the economy.
They
just passed a $1 trillion defense budget last week.
So this is what it comes down to. We got problems, but at least we're not bailing out the banks. We are going to see the dollar fall, and it's going to become – I doubt it a bit if we're still trading Federal Reserve notes even 10 years from now.
And, folks, I know you like to procrastinate. Oh, they'll try to have the Amero within 4 years, I believe. A lot of experts believe. I'm looking right now at the gold numbers from CNBC, and gold is up $27-plus dollars today at $904.80. And people, you think that's high? This is a buying opportunity. The gold always goes up in the fall and winter, and it is way undervalued. And
it is undervalued right now, Alex. There's no question about it. But here's another kicker for you. When gold was what? It was 987, 978 right in there, and we're offering things last week. I got the same prices right now. People can get at the very same items. I was able to hold on to that level because I was watching this thing happen, and I just knew I had to accumulate and set up an opportunity for my people to buy once the market price.
Yeah, let's be clear about that. Let's stop. I want everyone to listen very carefully. Ted, last Friday, couldn't even talk to me on the phone when I called him in the afternoon. The owner of the Genesis Network, same big building, Midas Resources is in. Ted's been in this almost 30 years. Had Midas for, 12? And Ted couldn't talk to me. He said, look, I'm too busy. I'm making some buys right now while gold is only at 875 because I believe it's going to explode next week, whether they do the bailout or not. And boy, was Ted right. It's up $27 from the close Friday. And so, Ted, you're saying you've got gold at how much below spot?
Same prices, 241 on the British sovereigns. That's about $20 below what it would cost if I entered into the marketplace to buy the same thing at this time. I still have the francs right now. They're at 196. That's the same price I offered them on Friday, and gold's gone up like crazy. And obviously, silver is about to make an explosive move, too. And there, I still have the dimes right now at $1,600 per face, you know, per $100 face. And I got to tell you right now, Alex, there's just way, way, way too much trouble out there to ignore this buy. This is one of the better buys. I would say it's one of the best buys I've ever done, except for that one time on Monday I locked in and gold shot up 80-some bucks that day. But I don't know, that's the only time gold's ever done that in history. And right now it's up 30 bucks. This whole thing's melting down. And we don't know what the market is going to carry forward to the rest of today.
That's right. And the futures show it only going up as well. And so I think it's safe to say that, well, gold's broken the psychological of 900 and is sailing up on its way towards 1,000. Ted, how long do you think till it potentially hits 1,000?
Well, you know, obviously, if we break through that $900 level, we could see 1,000 in 3 days. It could go that quick. I mean, we went $85 up in one day, and then we were up over 130 within two.
And, folks, you know, I've bought gold and silver over the years, a little bit here, a little bit there, and invested it and done things with it. And I bought gold when it was 264, and it was 300, when it was 400, 500, 600, 700, 800. I bought gold from Ted when it was 1,000. Did I sell it when it went down to 800 and something? No. I kept it because it's my insurance policy. The Federal Reserve notes are dead. We could be in a depression next week, God forbid. But in the future, every economist we have on says within 2 to 3 years, the worst depression we've ever seen. And now is the time to move out of dollars. Now is the time to get out of the bank and get out of paper, because this derivatives bubble that is over 1,000 trillion, over a quadrillion, it is not going away, period. So you are insane if you don't move into gold and silver. And if you are moving into gold and silver and metals, you are even more insane not to get it from Ted Anderson right now, who has it in his vault, who got it when gold was down $30. Okay, it is up 30. He made a major buy. Thursday and Friday made buys. Ladies and gentlemen, he has the gold. He has the silver. But here's the problem. Ted's told me he's having trouble getting the gold and silver in these really good coins, because and there's a lot of articles about real scarcity in gold. They're trying to suppress it and can't suppress the price, but they're suppressing it from where it should be at above 2,000 for inflation from 1980 numbers. Well, but physically in this market, in the real market, they're running out of gold and silver. I mean, look, just last week, the U.S. Mint suspended gold sales.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's going on. When you watch that volatility, it means that the futures market is bouncing up and down, but that's all paper and it's all credit and leverage. I mean, for God's sakes, there are only 10 cents on the dollars there to back the trades that are going through. And when that goes down and that goes up, that doesn't affect the physical market. Like you, Alex, people are buying this stuff and they're holding on to it. Just because they paid $1,000 for it doesn't mean they're willing to sell it when silver's down or gold's down in the 780 range. And now it's just bouncing right back up again. But
in fact, from 780 to 905, it just went up again. We're talking about a massive increase here. We're talking about $125 increase in the last 2 weeks.
Most of the countries around the world quit coining gold and silver coins back in World War II. I mean, yeah, you got the Eagles, you got some, you know, the Canadian Maple Leaf, and this kind of adds a little bit of supply to the market, but it's nothing in comparison to what it used to be like. The supply of gold and silver is drying up, especially silver, but gold is too. There just isn't enough to go around to everybody that wants it.
Look, folks, Ted Anderson is offering you gold at around $30 under what it's selling for right now. These are semi-collectible coins, that are at bullion prices. You cannot beat this, and I believe in it. And Ted literally lost money on one of the pitches he did a week and a half ago when it went up 80-something bucks in one day. He still fulfilled it all, did it all. Ted has locked in on these, so he won't lose money because he locked in with his gamble. But he is passing that savings on. This is the second best deal I've ever heard Ted offer. And if it keeps going up today, Ted is locked in so he can still offer it to you. How long can you hold this deal, Ted?
I'll honor these transactions till midnight. And, Alex, you're right. Last time around, I locked in a position I must have sold 10 times as much as I locked in on. But I'll honor it. I'll honor every single one of these trades because people need to have gold. And when I give my word is my word. And I can't say it enough. Gold's up $30, and I'm offering the same stuff at the same price as I was last week when gold was lower.
Absolutely amazing, Ted. Let's give them the number, 1-800-686. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. It's 1-800-686-2237. Man, you want to get involved with this now. And if you don't have the brains to get out of paper now, you don't deserve to have gold. You know what I'm saying? There's just way too many
factors. Well, a lot of us are just so busy, we don't have time to do it. But, I mean, I've been meaning to get some for 2 weeks, knowing it was going up, and I've been too busy to go scrabble around and get money out of the children's savings account to go get it. But I've got to do that today, Ted. Now I'm $120 down on this announce because I've just been too busy. Folks, don't wait. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers will be there until midnight tonight. 800-686-2237. Do not wait. Lock it in today. Gold is only going up as we speak. One more time, that toll-free number, and I'm refreshing the gold price right now. I'm going to give that number out to everybody. 800-686-2237. Gold just went up another $3, Ted.
Huh. Yeah, that's what it's doing right now, and it's just reacting. It's saying, okay, we're not going to get the bailout. If we did get the bailout, we'd had so much currency coming into the system, it'd be coming by the buckets full.
But for the time being, gold would have probably sat still. Now as it is, boom, 800-686-2237. Gold up $3 in the last 5 minutes. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
It's at 907 right now, or up right at $30 today. Okay, he's with us till the end of the show. Coming up later, I'm going to go to your calls on the economy and what's happening, and we'll cover things as they develop. Bob Dacey really is an expert on the Federal Reserve in the now decade plus that he has been studying what's going on and what has been happening, and I'm pleased to have Bob Dacey in studio with us. Bob, it's good to have you here, my friend.
Alex, it's been a while since I've been in here. I'm glad to be back.
That's right. And folks know Bob has sat in on quite a few shows and done an excellent job other than speaking too softly. My guys didn't turn his mic up, but he is just awesome. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes before break, but let's go ahead and get into your bottom line take on what's happening with the banker bailout.
Well, I got to tell you something, Alex. I'm a little bit confused right now. I was betting on them voting for this thing anyway. I mean, I called my congressmen and my senators every single day for the last week and very calmly, like I always do, explained why there's no way they should vote for this. And I'm sure it was going on all over the country. But I'm trying to figure out, and I don't understand this. This is one of these anatomical anomalies. How did a creature without a spine walk erect and then develop a spine and actually develop some cojones and actually vote the right way? I'm confused by that. I'm actually thinking that this gigantic amount of pressure that we the people put on these creatures actually might have had an effect. I'm a little concerned that they're going to try to pull something else out of the hat before, you know.
No, they're going to crash it and say it's our fault. That's why they blame it on the subprime. It's always about blaming us.
Well, it's always our fault. But the thing that people have to understand, and this is the bottom line, and Alex is right about this. They're not really trying to fix anything. I mean, they are trying to tank the economy one way or another. It's a highway robbery. It's a theft, and that's all it is. It's J. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Chapter 2, explains it really well. You know, the name of the game is bailout. Well, this time they're not bailing out this, but they're bailing out everything else. And I am confused. I have to admit it. I do not understand.
And by the way, I haven't pointed out in weeks that the Bush's specialty, all of them have different criminal specialties, but it's all about raiding SNLs, blowing out savings and loans, robbing banks, you know, being bank directors. I mean, that's the Bush specialties and McCain's specialty.
Financing dictators, don't forget that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a little bit confused. I mean, just before I got on the air, we found out that the House voted against it. Well, now the Senate's not going to be able to vote on anything, are they? Right?
And people are asking because it's the end of the fiscal year. They're about to go away on a holiday recess. Good. I mean, let it tank. Let it implode. Because letting it tank later will only make it worse, folks. They're saying we owe all this money, and it's going to devalue the currency that is in the real economy. Main Street versus Wall Street. You want to explain that to people?
Well, Main Street versus Wall Street. I give you a great example of Main Street versus Wall Street. The logic must have been so ridiculous that even the congressman must have been able to figure it out. What they're proposing to do, according to Bernanke, was to buy this stuff back, all these bad mortgages, at what their market value was in more normal times. So you got a $100,000 mortgage that's worth $60,000 now, and they're going to take taxpayer money and spend $100,000 on it. That doesn't make sense to anybody.
And if we're going to be complete socialists, why be socialists for the millionaire bankers? I mean, if we're going to do this, if we're going to be paying interest on this is a credit card, then we might as well be able to buy the crap.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We are back live on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com, and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. To all the folks there, I want to thank the PrisonPlanet.tv members. You make so much of what we do possible here with your membership. Okay, Bob, you got a lot of notes there, a lot of news and points you want to make, and I want to get the calls coming up in the next hour. Start breaking it down for us.
Well, you know, we're talking about the history of this thing, you know, and this goes way back over 100 years. I think you were on my show many, many, many years ago. By the way, that's the Simple Truth TV show here in Austin. It's We have a website now, by the way, simpletruthonline.net. We have a webmaster. We got a reporter. We got two producers. And we got five people working on our show now.
Good job.
Simpletruthonline.net. But this thing goes back way over 100 years. Cecil Rhodes, the super rich guy from way back in the good old days, 1890s and whatnot, he was the one that went over to South Africa and he founded De Beers, just super rich, kicked a bunch of Africans off their land, the Medebele tribe, and got their golden stuff and all that. This guy was one of the super rich guys back then. And when he died, he had a will. And in his will, he set up the Rhodes Scholarship. Now, you just think that's for a bunch of smart people. Well, no, it's the Rhodes Scholarship Program was set up as a recruiting ground for elitists. And his fondest desire, according to his biographer, was to gradually absorb the wealth of the world into the hands of the few. And from the Rhodes Scholarship, from the Rhodes Trust and all that, came financing for the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London and its cousin over here in the United States, the Council on Foreign Relations. And this is not something which is, like, debatable. They admit it. They admit it. In the book Tragedy and Hope, what's his name? Give me his name. I just forgot it. Carol Quigley. Carol Quigley wrote about it in the 60s. He was a member of the CFR.
You know, it's funny.
He said it all. It's in the book.
It's funny you brought this up because I meant Sunday to have time to get to this. I'm putting it up on screen for people. I meant to get to this. The New World Order conspiracy theory. This is Wikipedia. And it goes on to say it refers to a purported conspiracy in which a powerful and secretive group is plotting to eventually rule the world via an autonomous world government, which would replace sovereign states and other checks and balances in world power struggles. And it goes on to say it's an imaginary theory, but then when you start reading, it gets into Cecil Rhodes' book, Cecil Rhodes' will, a new world order set up for the British Empire with the United States, an Anglo-American establishment. Then it goes through all the books written by the elites and the real groups they set up to do it and all the presidents that have called for it and prime ministers. But it still doesn't exist, Bob.
Well, that's because the definition of conspiracy. I mean, you can have all these people telling you about all these horrible things, but a conspiracy is obviously kooks. They have conditioned the American people into thinking that anybody who uses that word is a kook. But all a conspiracy is what? Two or more people conspiring to do something that's wrong? That's all it is. And when Cecil Rhodes puts it in his will, and by the way, one of the things in his will was he wanted to recruit people through this Rhodes Scholarship Fund of what he called unctuous rectitude. Nobody uses that word anymore. Unctuous means slippery. In common parlance, it means used car salesman. And, you know, what do you figure about, what's his name, Bill Clinton? I mean, that's what he is. He's a used car salesman. Jimmy Carter was a used car salesman. Barack Obama is the latest used car salesman. They're slick, they're polished, they're very well educated, and they're working for global government, all of them.
And it doesn't matter if you have North American Union documents. It doesn't matter if you have presidents calling for world government. It doesn't matter if all these corporations are calling for it. They just respond to us by saying it doesn't exist. And Wikipedia basically says it doesn't exist, but then it goes on to show all the elitists saying it does exist.
You know, there was a book written a few years ago about, what was it, trying to, it was taking over all these countries with economic means. I forgot the name of the
author. Superclass, just written by the head of the Kissinger Group. He came on the show and said, yeah, we're setting all this up.
Yeah, but then they say it's not a conspiracy, like it happens by osmosis or something.
Global governance. Well, we've got Walter Cronkite saying they're setting up world government. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back in 70 seconds for the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.